Hi, I'm back again, making another audio. I don't really have a plan. I'm just gonna talk for a bit and then I'll come. I guess that's kind of my formula for audios. I apologize if you find it boring. I know it can be sort of repetitive. But I hope you enjoy regardless. I'm a little sleepy. I'm kind of like curled up in bed. I'm on my side. My face kind of smushed into the pillows. So if I'm a little muffled, I apologize, but I'm really comfortable right now. But when it comes time for me to get off, I will make sure I'm not smushed my face into the pillow so you can hear me. What should I talk about? I've decided that I'm going to stop giving updates on how many followers I have because I can't keep up with the follower milestones anymore. So this way, I can do them when I have time to do them, and you won't know if they're late. See, I've got it worked out. I'm still collecting messages for the audio where I read messages and play. So if you want to send me a message for me to read out loud in an audio, you can do that on my anonymous form. You can send me a comment. You can send me a private message. Just make sure to say somewhere in there that I have your permission to read it. Because I don't want to be reading out messages that you intended to be private. What else? I was thinking I should probably get verified at some point. I never got verified because this wasn't going to be a regular thing. I was just going to post once and that would be it. So I skipped out on getting verified, but now I feel like maybe I should. But like, also it doesn't mean anything to be verified, so maybe I won't. I am curious though, if you see that a post if you see a post and it's posted by somebody that's verified, would you be more likely to click on it versus a post by somebody that is not verified? I'm curious about that. Like, does seeing somebody that's verified make you more likely to listen to their content? I'm curious and I want to know. I'm doing research. What else? Oh, there's a truck outside my apartment, so I apologize if you can hear it. Normally I would stop recording, but really I don't care. We're only in the talking section, so it doesn't matter. What else? So I've been getting more and more messages lately, and no, this is truck is getting too loud. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. Hi, sorry. That truck was outside my place for like a solid 5 minutes. What I was gonna say was I've been getting messages more frequently lately, which I am super grateful for. I love getting messages. I love you guys sharing what you're picturing, you're fantasizing about as you're listening to me or anything like that. Audio responses as well, I really love and appreciate. But I just want to say that because I'm getting more messages, I'm getting them more frequently, they're starting to build up a little bit, and I am only one person, and this is just a hobby. I have a job, I have an internship, I have a freelance job, and I have some other stuff going on. So I don't have a lot of spare time to sit down and constantly be replying to messages. But I do try to reply to them in bulk when I can. But I do know that I am behind. I am behind in replying to messages, and I apologize for that. I just wanted to let you guys know, because I have got a couple people messaging me being like, hey, I messaged you and you haven't replied, like, you know, that's why. I tend to sit down once, like, take a couple of hours to sit down, reply to all comments, and then reply to personal messages, like private messages, and then chat's always last because I don't really use it. But I reply to everything in bulk when I can. So most of you have been very lovely about it, but there has been one or two people that have been a little rude about the fact that I haven't replied to them yet. That's why. And again, I apologize, but also I can't help it. I'm doing my best here. So I hope you can understand. You know what? I'm kind of just sleepy. I had one person say that maybe I should do PTA audios as well. Because a lot of you people do like just listening to me talk. And I've had quite a few people say that sometimes they'll just put on my audios where I'm talking, and just to like have background noise and like company, I guess. So is PTA audio something that you guys would be interested in from me? I do journaling. Like, it's sort of like art journaling, sort of like bullet journaling. So I thought maybe I could make some audios where I'm journaling, and I could do that, and I could just like talk about stuff or what I'm doing, and you guys can listen in. Or I am learning tarot, which I know a lot of you would think is sorry, I'm sleepy. I know a lot of you will probably think that tarot is stupid, which is fair. You can think that. That's fine. I'm not going to be like, actually, I just find it to be really, relaxing, because I get to like shuffle the cards and learn all the meanings. And a lot of the times my brain just doesn't stop. It's just like going 24/7. So, I find that tarot is a nice distraction. I can just like shuffle my cards and, you know, do that, and it kind of gives me something to focus on for a while. So that's why I'm learning tarot, and I thought maybe I could do just like a general reading and like explain the cards and stuff like that, as a sort of audio for you to just listen to, if that would also be something that you guys would be interested in. Because I do get a lot of you guys saying that you just like listening to me talk. Like, I mean, obviously, you like the other stuff too, but I do get a lot of people saying that they really genuinely enjoy listening to me just talk. So, PTA audios, yes or no? Let me know, because I want to be making stuff that you guys want to listen to. And if you guys want some safer work, just chatting kind of things, I would be more than happy to do that. But yeah, just let me know. I think that's all I really wanted to say to start with. As I said, I went into this with no plan at all. So I think that's good. Those were the things I've had on my mind for a while. The messages building up and all that. So, sorry, I'm like stretching and shuffling around in my bed. So, And apparently I'm yawning too. But yeah, I hope it's not making too much of a distracting noise, me shifting around and stretching. Yeah. I'm really thankful for everyone that listens and those that like me enough to follow me and message me and all that. I am very, very appreciative of all of you. And I know I can take a while to respond, but I'm trying. And yeah. I also wanted to say that, oh fuck, what did I want to say? I thought of it just as I was saying that, but it's gone again. What was I saying? That I was appreciative of everyone that messages me. Oh, my last audio, oh fuck. I wanted to thank everybody that's listened to that one in particular, because that one just hit 4.7k listens, which is the most any of my audios has ever gotten. And I've got like the most upvotes I've ever gotten on a post. And that post, that audio is doing very, very well. And I'm very grateful. I'm not quite sure why that one in particular is doing the numbers. But yeah, I'm thankful. So thank you if you listened to that one, gave me an upvote, sent me a message about it. I really appreciate it. It's got me feeling all giddy because, like, I don't know, numbers, I'm not doing this for numbers, but it is nice to see, it's nice to see some impressive for me numbers. I mean, I know they're not impressive for, like, most people, but it is for me. As I said before, this is just a hobby. I'm just having some fun, so I'm always amazed that anybody listens. Always amazed and thankful. Always thankful. But this is long enough, so I'm going to start playing now for you so you can listen. I had somebody comment saying that my audios are less like you're listening in like a voyeur kind of feel, and more like it's an audio I made and sent to you for you to hear it, for you to listen, and I like that. Like, I like voyeurism. I do like that. But I like the idea that my audios are something for you to, something fun for you to listen to, play along, feel included, you know, like, let's play together. That's what I want. That's what I want. So to hear that that is coming across is lovely. Okay, I know I said like a minute ago that I was gonna start and then I started talking again, but now I'm actually gonna start. So as always, I don't know how much I'll be talking. So I'm just gonna say now that I hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening, and I hope you play along. And if you do, I hope you tell me all about it, because I want to know. Okay, I'm just like, I had the sheets on, so I've just kicked them off. And as is somewhat standard, that whole time I was talking, I had a toy in me. Just a dildo. I was, I just wanted to kind of, I don't know, feel full. I don't know what the point was, but it felt nice. So as always, dildo, vibrator, I'm gonna come for you. Here we go. It's hard to get a grip on this because I'm too wet. So the toy gets all slippery and my hand can't get a grip. And now my hand's sticky. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. Oh my God. Oh. Oh. I came like 3 times yesterday. Oh, fuck. And I've already come twice today. Yeah, twice. I've already come twice, and it's only, I can't see the time here. It's about midday, I think. So I'll probably, only come twice. Come once for you in this audio. I know sometimes I come twice, but fuck, this one I don't think that will be the case. I've already come twice today. I think that might be a little much even for me. Oh fuck. And just feels good. It just feels really good. Oh fuck. I've got toy dildo just in me, nice and deep, stretching me open. Oh fuck. And the vibrator on my clit, holding it in place with my thighs, which apparently a lot of you very much enjoy the thought of my thighs. Which I'm appreciative of, because I kind of, I don't know, I was always told that, I always grew up with the whole thigh gap thing, and I've never had, my thighs have always been really thick. Really thick. They've always been thick. I was looking at pictures of me as a kid the other day, and I had thick thighs then. Like, there was no hope for me. Yeah, no, I always grew up with like the whole thigh gap thing, so it is quite nice to hear how many of you enjoy thick thighs. It's a bit of a confidence boost. Fuck. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh I'm already at this age where, like, my whole body is shaking. I'm not going to say this is going to be a quick audio, because that never works out. But, oh, fuck, I think it won't take long for me to come. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. This was so good. You playing along, touching yourself, listening to me. Oh, fuck, that really gets me. Oh, fuck. I can't remember if I've mentioned it before, but mutual masturbation is something that is very fucking hot to me. So the thought of you touching yourself and getting yourself off as I do this is... it's a very good thought. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm in the kind of mood where it's, like, not urgent to get off. I just want to... It just feels good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh my god. Oh fuck. I've lost grasp of the English language. fuck. Fuck. I can't speak. To keep trying. I grabbed the vibrator with my hand. That's what I'm trying to say. And I just moved it just like the tiniest little bit. And fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. It's back between my legs now though. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Fuck, baby. God. All right, I'm ready to like actually make myself calm now. Fuck. Okay. Fuck. Okay. Fuck, baby. Fuck. I hope you're getting ready to come too. Oh, fuck, I want you to come with me. Will you come with me, baby? Please? I want you to. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh, this feels so fucking good. Oh fuck. I can feel it starting to build. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, can you feel it too, baby? Oh fuck, I hope so. Oh fuck. So fucking close. Oh fuck, are you close, baby? Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Please. Please fuck. Fuck, fuck, please, please. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Come with me, baby. Come with me. Oh fuck, come with me, baby, please. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Did you come with me, baby? I hope you did. Oh, fuck. I'm shifted around, so I'm back on my side. fuck. I hope you enjoyed, baby. I hope you had fun. I hope you came with me. And if you didn't, if you weren't playing along, that's fine too. I hope you enjoyed listening anyway. I don't have much else to say now. My mind's gone blank. I'm done. I've tapped out for the day. Never mind that I've got stuff to do, like, whatever. I'll put the washing out on the line and then That'll be that. Oh, I wish. I've got to do my chores. That's the downside of having your own apartment. If I don't do the chores, they don't get done. But anyway, thank you for listening. Please feel free to tell me all about it if you did, and if you played along and what you were picturing and all that. If you made an audio response, they are more than welcome. Please send that my way. And again, it might take me a while to get back to you because I do have a build-up of messages that I haven't had a chance to respond to yet. But I am going to dedicate a couple hours this afternoon to replying to messages. So hopefully that will that'll take out a big chunk of the messages waiting for a reply. I hope so, at least. And let me know if you are interested in me making PTA sort of audios, maybe journaling or tarot or any other suggestions you might have. I would be interested in that. And yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next time. Bye, baby. Thank you. Bye.